So here we go. Gufa dvarim hamutanim v'acherim nagu b'haneser. So the Bali Atosos have an arichus here. What exactly does that mean? Either is that your conduct, or are you allowed to tell them that it's really not aser? So the Bali Atosos are mechalik. They say, well, it actually depends. If it's a minhag bitos, so then you can tell them and you can do what you're, you know, want to do. If they know that their minhag is lahachmir, so then it's inappropriate for you to do it in front of them, because they're not claiming that this is an Isser Mukhlat, that this is an Isser Minat Talmud. They're just saying that our minag is to be machmir, and so we have a notion of chumros hamakom sheyatza misham and a chumros hamakom shenichnas lasham. So Ilan, what's the impetus? Why would we say, so if it's not my minag and I go to a place and there are no egla hachmir, so what shaychus does that have to me? Why does that jurisdiction thereby apply to me? Let's say it's daito lahachzir. I'm there for a very brief amount of time. So there's no chashash about me becoming somehow integrated with the particular place. So give me a svara, a halachic svara, as to why we should care in terms of chumros hamakom shenichnas lasham. I understand chumros hamakom sheyatza misham, right? If I take a business trip from Teaneck to California, that doesn't make me a Californian. I'm in Teaneck, so I'm from Teaneck. So, but this ties into the analysis of the Bali Tosos. Good. So the way that's formulated is a little different, but you're basically saying the right idea is the mipnei machlokas. Okay, that it causes a problem. So, again, if it's a taos, if the whole thing is a mistake, so kiviyachol, it's a fight worth having, right? In Chanukah, we always say, you know, derachad derachinom, mechol nesivu v'shad shalom, kol atara nisneis lasa shalom ba'olam, right? As the Rambam finishes Hilchos Chanukah. So I'm not saying you should, you know, divrei chachamim v'nachas nishmayim, but the person can explain what the halacha is. Okay, so the Bali Tosos are shuv mechalik between two different issues, where the Bali Tosos say, well, you know, you also have to look at the province of a minog. Is this just that they were noheg me'atzmam? Or may Adam Gadol, just read that to you inside, where the Bali Atosos say there is a difference there. B'nehan Medina may Atzman, or was it something that they derived from in Adam Gadol? That's what the Bali Atosos referred to as a minhag chashiv. Omri de masnisinayri minhag chashiv, shenhigu al pitam rechachav. V'hachamayri shenagu b'nehan Medina may Atzman, v'chein anacho de maisi lakaman. Kimle de havi minhag chashiv. Okay, so you have to also look at what the origin of the minhag is. So that's a very important idea. Is it just something that sort of came swelling out of the grassroots, or is it something that they were knowing because there was a Talmud Chacham, they had a particular chashash, so that also factors into the halachic province. That strengthens the minhag. Okay, so another point that's raised here, this is by Rashi in Nedarim. Daf Yud Ches, right? The Chasam Sofer was very fond of this. Rav Shachter likes to quote this all the time. Is the idea of releasing minhagim? So, what's the issue of releasing minhagim and people surrendering minhagim? So that's go ahead, Ilan. Yeah, right. So everybody likes to quote the name of Chasam Sofer, but it's really much, much, much earlier. So I have, like I call it, my Cadillac Gemara here. It gives me the Rashi Nedarim. So levatel minhagam da'over mishum bal yachal minatareinu b'bal yachal midirabanan b'midirabanan. Right, iyata rashi latiran b'fneihen, because to be mevatel somebody minhag is an issue of neder. Okay, very good. So that is a very important issue. So gufa dvarim utam v'acherim nagu b'nisir atar rashi latiran b'fneihen rav chista. Because we said the kutim, that once you release one thing, they're going to release everything else. Askinan v'chulei amalo v'hatanya rochsin she'achan ke'achad v'n rochsin she'achad b'kevul particular location u'maise b'yehuda v'hilhal banam shol rabbi gamliel she'rochsin she'em ke'achad b'kevul v'laz aleim kol amedina. Everybody started getting all up in arms. Amro miyameinu lo ra'inu kach v'nishmat hilal v'yatzel b'esach chitzons. Hilal took the high road And he said, fine. V'lo ratzel omer lahen mutarin atem, right? That this is really mutar, this is really mutar, but you guys have a chumra. So yotzim be kord kison b'sham, is a certain kind of minal that would fall apart, and there's a chashash otzav, and yotzim b'kord kison b'shabes b'biri. U'maisa b'yehuda v'hilol, banav shobar gumliol, sheyatsu b'kord kison b'shabes b'biri. V'lazal la'yan amadina v'amrum yamin ala ra'inu kach, v'shamtam nesanum l'avdayan v'lo ratzu l'hamar mutarinatem. So again, they took them off, and they gave it to them, to their avadim, presumably not nachrim, right? Which is interesting. Right, you could wonder about, was that the better thing to do in that situation, right? Because then they would actually be carrying for them, but I guess it was causing a public disturbance, so that would be, I guess, b'makom tzorech gadol of sorts. So we have incident number two. So incident number three, again, this time not involving Hillel and Yehuda, but similar principle. Okay, so Yoshin al safsali nachrim b'shabbis, Ve'enon Yoshin also selling Nachrim b'Shabbes ba'Akov. Ma'isa Reb Shimon Gamliel, fortunately for him, Sheyashav also selling Nachrim b'Shabbes ba'Akov. So selling Nachrim is where people used to sit down to do business. Ve'laz alav kol ha'medina amrim yaminu la'reinu kach. Nobody sits on those benches on Shabbos. So nishmat al gabe karaka ve'lo ratzav amr har mutarin mutarin atem. He didn't want to tell them that fundamentally it was permissible. So b'nei dinas hayam nami kevan de lo shchichi rabban and gabayu kikusim damim, that we treat them like kusim. They're not really educated. So if you're going to be matir one thing, so you have this slippery slope. So everybody likes to poke fun at slippery slope arguments. And the truth is that sometimes the slippery slope argument is a very weak argument, right? You know, you have to be able to draw a distinction somewhere. But sometimes a slippery slope argument is actually a very good argument. Depends who you're dealing with. There are some people who are very liable to slip down the slippery slope. There are some people who aren't. So that's what the Gemara means. It says when it comes to kusim, when it comes to people from the Medina Sayam, they're from, the archipelago outside of Alaska, the Aleutian Islands. So the B'nai Medina Sayam, they never heard of one thing or another. So they can't distinguish between a Darais and a Darabana, Darabana and a Minag. So you have to be very careful around them about a slippery slope. Other people, Tamidei Chachamim, there's much less of a concern. They understand, you know, what's going on. So they have that in all areas of life. If you tell, a cardiologist something that, one cardiologist is talking to another cardiologist and says, yeah, you know, there's a medication, it says you're supposed to take it at 7 p.m. every single day, but, you know, you and I both know that if you take it anytime between 7 and 10 p.m., it's the same degree of efficacy. So they can have that conversation because they're aware of the mechanisms, they're aware of the issues. Neither of them would tell their patients to deviate at all because the patients don't understand. So the patient says, oh, what's the difference between, if he's already telling me that I can take it between 7 and 10, so my gara 11 p.m., my gara 5 a.m. the next morning. So slippery slope arguments, you always have to figure out who you're talking to. So that's exactly what Chazal said. So Chazal said that slippery slope, you have to be careful with the kusim, you have to be careful for the Medina Sayyam. So bishlam esav sali nachra, mishom de mechzi kemekach umemkar, bikord ki sonami dilma mishtalfin v'asi, right, parent can come to a place, so you have to take care of a parent. You have to take care of a parent. That means even the rochzo. Okay, so again, there are issues here of tznius, and they made a takana. So Tana Talmud Yirchatim Rabbo v'Rabbo Tzarech Lo Mutar. So again, a similar idea that if Rabbo requires his help, he's getting on in years, so you could be a mishares, you could be a mishamish. So the Rashi says Talmud Lo Yirchatim Rabbo. It'll remind you the language. What is it that Rashi obviously reminds us all of? the Rashi, right? You know, v'shachach, he has the Isa v'golgelas v'soch v'eso. Tam b'di Yosef v'fnei Rabbo eskinan. Right, remember the language of Rabbi, Rashi of Emas Kivod Rabbo. So there you Rashi l'shitaso again. Rashi and Daf Chafei again. Mor Rabcha k'mor Shamayim. It's one of the great themes of the Gemara Masechta Pesachim for Rashi. We have three Rashis that all point in that direction. Okay. Kiyas Rabbi Rechana Achal Diyasra. So he ate a particular area of the Chelev that they were machmir about in Bavel, that they were not machmir about in Eretz Yisrael. So basically, the keva, the chelev keva, is shaped like a bow. So it has that kind of an anatomy. Rashi explains. It's Gemara Masechta Chulin. And the truth is that some of the chelev is permissible, and some of the chelev is aser. So Rashi says, the chelev, shebekfifa sakeva, so where the keva literally bends, shakeva kfufa v'asuya kekashis, it has the shape of a bow, obviously. V'oso chelev shebemako mayeser, so where you would have literally the string which attaches to a bow and arrow, ochen b'nei Eretz Yisrael, fundamentally it's permissible, meikar dinu b'nei mavil noagin bo iser, because they want to be, right, v'asu siag l'torah, they want to stay away from an Isser Kares. Chelev is an Isser Chomer, it's an Isser Kares, so that's getting a little bit too close for them, so they say that Chelev is impermissible. So he was coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he was enjoying his Chelev sandwich, you know, beheter. So Kiyasar, Rabbi Baruchana, Achal the Yasra. They call it the Yasra because, again, a Yasser is where you string the bow. So, Olagabi, Rabbi Avira, Saba, Rabbi Bered, Rabbi Huna, so the two Amorim from Bavel, they come into where he is. So Kevan de Chazinu Kasi Minayu. So he covers up his sandwich as if he was eating, you know, ham and whatever that goes with. I don't know. Whatever Dave Thomas is selling. So he starts covering it up, like, you know, it doesn't have the OU. So Kevan de Chazinu Kasi Minayu. So also Vamlu Abayi. So they tell Abayi this story. It's a strange thing. He tried to hide his sandwich from us, but we really saw. He was eating the sandwich. What's going on? So Amar Lahusa, Abayi starts laughing and he says, "Shavinchu kekusai." He thinks that you're a bunch of kusim, that you don't understand. That he thinks that you're not going to be able to understand. So Amar Abaya, "Hani mile mi bavel abavel me Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael." You don't want to start a machlokas. That's what Rashi says. Me earlier bebavel the kevan de lo kaifi la dadi mishanim meyargan leineim. Because the people in the Harda will say to the people in Surah, who will say to the Pumbedisa, people in Pumbedisa will say to the people in Mechoza, who will say to the people in Masamachsia, why do you guys think that you're better, any better than us? Right? You're going to start a war. There'll be the five towns in Tinek, and then the people in Queens, and you have the people in Borough Park. Right? So everybody's going to say, well, you think you're more religious than us? You think that you're better than us because you have your masks, right? We have herd immunity. So, you know, there's going to be a machlokas. So to avoid the machlokas, so internally to Bavel versus Eretz Yisrael. So they have, so internally in Bavel, internally Eretz Yisrael, you have to be choshesh mipnei machlokas. But Abayi says that does not apply in the direction of Bnei Eretz Yisrael can do what they please over here. So Amar Abayi, hani mi mi Bavel abam Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael ivi, na mi mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Bavel, lo. Kevan de anan kaifinan lehu adinan kavasayu, because we're kafuf to them, they're recognized as greater than we are, so they can do what they want. It doesn't generate machokas because everybody knows exactly where they stand. So Rashi says, imishanet haminag bebavel en kan machokas danan kaifinan divnei Eretz Yisrael dinu smichi babel o smichi. They have smicha, and technically you can give smicha to some in Yichutz La'aretz if it's from a samvach in Eretz Yisrael, but already the smicha was broken in Babel, and there's smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So the Bali Atosos raised the point, is it really true that we're kafuf in Bavel Teretz Yisrael? Because the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, based on the Pasuk, which has a Shaychus to Chanukah, Lo Yasser Shevet Mihuda Mechokek Mi Ben Ragla, right? That's the Ramban, Zayon Shachash Monoim, right? That we darshan Shevet and Mechokek to reference the Reish Galusa and the Nasi, in Eretz Yisrael, respectively. So it makes us sound like we're greater than Babel. So the T-Rates, the Rabbeinu Tam used to say, so also it depends what area you're talking about. The Hani Mila, the Afkunu, Memuna, Aval, the Inyan Isser, Veheta, Usmicha, Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Adifa. So the Bnei Eretz Yisrael had an Adifus in Yerodea, in Isser Veheter, and in terms of the fact they were Smuchin, in terms of Dine Mamuno, so they were greater in Babel. But in Eretz Yisrael, they were lumped in Torah b'Rabim, v'Amina Navir ad Eretz Yisrael Machkin. Okay, so there is a certain adifus there. Okay, so again, it depends, a little more subtle than just something binary. It depends on the area, but the truth of the matter is, we have a similar phenomenon today, where thank God you can say that Eretz Yisrael, we shouldn't be embarrassed to say, is now the Torah center of the world. There's no question. That's the way it should be. It wasn't that way 50 years ago. It wasn't that way 30 years ago. When you had Rav Moshe Feinstein, and you had the Rav, and you had Rav Aaron Kotler, and you had Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and, didn't mean you didn't have Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, but it was recognized that America was the Torah center of the world, and Baruch Hashem. It should be that Eretz Yisrael is the Torah center of the world. Doesn't mean that there can't be wonderful Torah here. There needs to be wonderful Torah here. But and maybe in certain areas, maybe it's like Tosfos says, maybe in certain areas we really do have an Adifus. Sometimes I think that way, especially, there are certain disciplines where I think that they do better here, and certain things they do better over there. But writ large, the fact that Eretz Yisrael is increasingly recognized as the Torah center of the world is a very positive development. It's the way that it was always meant to be. And again, we shouldn't be threatened by that. We should celebrate that. Doesn't mean that there isn't going to be wonderful Torah that continues to be produced here as well. Okay, so that's Abaye's position. So Rav Ashi Amar, afilu seima meretz Yisrael lebavel, hanimi leheicha dein daitu la'achzer. Rabbi Baruch Hanna daitu la'achzer hava, so you never integrated into Babel, even if you don't want to enter this complex discussion of kfifus. Amar le Rabbi Baruch Hanna levrei, b'ni lo socho lo b'fanai v'lo shalo b'fanai. Ani sh'ra'isis Rabbi Yochanan. I saw Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the author of the Talmud Yerushalmi. It's all of his psakim. So I saw Rabbi Yochanan eating this particular kind of chalev. So he had it for lunch, so I have it for lunch. Ani sh'ra'isis Rabbi Yochanan sh'achal, k'dai Rabbi Yochanan l'smoch ala b'fanav v'shalo b'fanav. But ata lo ra'iso so, right? He was my Rabbi, you didn't see him. So lo sochal ben b'fanai ben shalo b'fanai. So fascinating thing, right? We're saying that it's mutter for me because I saw it. But it's not mutter for you because you didn't see it. That's a very funny kind of thing, you know. Taras emes. It's mutter, it's aser. So this is an area for you guys to think about and ponder a little bit. What does it really mean? What's being communicated here? You can't do this, but I can. Right? So why isn't mimanav shach in both directions, right? On the one hand, if the Kabbalah is a legitimate Kabbalah, so it should pass on to his son, right? You know, he can trust his father. And if it's questionable, so why is he doing it? So it's a very difficult concept to understand. It gets even more complicated. So, pliga didaya didaya, dam rabbi rachana, sachli, rabbi yochanan, ben alazar, hamachas, nichnasti, achar, rabbi shivan, rabbi yosi, ben lakunya, lagina, venatal, sviche kruv. Okay, so he took the svichin of the kruv. So svichin are things that grow without you directly planting them, right? The seed falls or whatever it is, and so then it grows on its own. So the carob svichin. V'achol v'nasan li v'amrali b'ni b'fana yachol. You can eat it when you're around me, because I have a heter to do so. Shalo b'fana lo sochol. Ani sh'ra'isi es Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, because I saw with my own two eyes. Shimon ben Yochai, the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. Sha'achal kedai Rabbi Shimon Yochai lismochala b'fanav v'shalo b'fanav ata b'fani achal shalo b'fani lo sochal. So that's already, maybe you could explain it, right, that because I said for Rabbi Shimon Yochai, so you're with me, you're sort of, right, it's hutra, you're with me, and therefore you can sort of piggyback off me, do shchita to the mother, the ubar is carried along with that shchita. So this is a little bit of a different tradition than we saw before. Okay, so let's take a look. So my Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol asvichen asur, in chutz mi svichei kruv, שאין הקיוצא בהן בירק הסדה, וחכמים אומרים כל הספיחן אסורים, ותרוויו על איבא דרבי עקיבא דתניא, הם לא נזרא ולא נאסופס תבואסנו. Right, this is what the pasuk says in Parshas Bahar. You're going to say, how can you keep these halachos? It's too difficult for us. It's interesting. In both of the areas, you notice in the Torah, it's a very rare phenomenon that the Torah will say, this is what you'll say to get out of it. In both areas of Shemitah, in Shemitah's Karkos and in Shemitah's Ksafim, we have that. Pen yiyayim levavcha dvar b'liyal emar karvash nasa shevash nasa shemitah v'rayin chav v'achichav yon v'lo siten lo. That's in terms of Shemitah's Ksafim, right? So you're going to say also about the Shemitah and the Yovel, Hein, Lo Nizra, Velo Nesofes, Tidvu Asenu, Zekadosh Baruch Hu says, Vitzivisias, Birchasi Lachem, Bishana HaShishis, Ve'achalt Etzatvua, L'Shalosh HaShanim. So anyway, so Hein Lo Nizra, Velo Nesofes, Tidvu Asenu, Zemre Bikivu, Me'achar Shein Zorin, Me'ich Osvin. If you don't plant, where are you going to do Asifa? And this connects a little bit to our discussion the other day, right, about the Karban Tamid, because we have Safta the Ganechas. If you don't plant, how are you going to eat? That's what Rabbi Shimon would say. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would say, Malachta Nase Slaydecher. Anyway, so Rabbi Kiva says, Michimachr Shein Zorim Mehecha Usvin. So it must be referenced to the things that grow on their own. They don't grow on their own, we don't believe in spontaneous generation, but they grow in the sense that the seeds fall down. The wind blows them from one place to the other. They fall down when you're collecting. So those are called Svichin, Sviach. Ketzir chalosik tzor, right? The avodah sakarka is aser. So svichin are basically subject to the same dinim of shviyas. So what are the halachos of shviyas? How long can you eat the perus of shviyas? Until the zman bir. So why don't they apply to sviche kruv? So Rashi presents two different deos. So one day is because sviche kruv are actually different. They're like ilanos. So Mishal Rashin Hein Gedalin. Rashi says Verein Ki Ilan Shemosef Anafim Al Anafim V'Lav Bichlal Shar Svichim Ninu. So botanical explanation that they don't really grow like the other Svichim grow. And then Rashi sort of turns his back on that idea. So then he says V'Nir Abayin At the time of Mishum Dekaru V'Nu Kala L'Chaya Kol Yemos Achorif. That it really lasts. It's not a botanical difference. It's not a growth difference. It's a difference because it's consistently available to the chaya asher b'yartzecha. Okay. Very good. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva. V'chimiach shen zor meicha usvin. V'kan l'svichan shen osur. Maika miflegi rabbanon savri gazvin and svichi kruvatu. Shar Svichei D'Alma, Rabbi Shimon Sabra, Lo Gazvinan Svichei Kruv, Atu Svichei D'Alma. Okay, so that's the machlokas that you have here. In terms of the fundamental issue, I think you guys should think about it. It's a very complicated issue to say, I saw an Adam Gadol do this, right? So, Behemtan Shel Tzadikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takala Al Yadam Tzadikim Atzman Lo Kol Shekein, like the Gemara in the first parak of Chulin. So we know that it's okay, but if you didn't see it, we're putting you in a different category. So the question is, are you allowed to do it all? So according to Lishna Kama, no. According to Lishna Basra, if you're with the person who saw it themselves, yes. Yeah. Okay. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi explains, B'fanei ata yachol lismoch alai, holu v'ra'isi et Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai she'achol. V'hainu plukta didei adidei, d'le'el amr lo sochal afilu b'fanai, v'hachal kamar, d'av agav d'lov bar samchahu, v'lav mi gemare yimisvare kashari lei, samchina lei mi'a b'fanav, mishun d'chazi l'gav rabba d'achal. So, it's something to think about. What is the nature of that heter? What is the nature of that heter? I'll tell you, I have an idea about it. The Gemara Masech Lechsuvis introduces a concept in the other direction, the Isser, called Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Surei. Iker Hadid, something is permissive. But under a particular set of circumstances, a person can render it Aser. A person can make a comment that they believe this to be Aser, and then they have to be consistent about that. That's what we call that, Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Surei. Remember, we were talking about a little bit with the idea of heter mitzarif l'isser. We were talking about this by the Nazir, that it's not really aser, but you create an isser for yourself. So, nedarim also are sort of like part of this discussion. So that's a little bit easier to understand because, you know, you're just being machmir. I'm like in the opposite direction. We're saying, broadly speaking, we at least have to relate to this as Isser. Broadly speaking, we have to relate to it as Isser. Maybe it's really Mutter, but we have to relate to it as Isser. But there's like a circle that we're going to draw around certain people, Shavya Napshi Chaticha Dehetera, that for certain people who had a particular experience, you can't create a contradiction. And if they witnessed personally, Vishalote Shmiya Gidolim Eriya, and Adam Gadol behaving in a certain way, that creates like a chalos heter for them. And then the question in the Gemara here, in the Lishna Kam and Lishna Basra, is can that then extend to other people? Right? Because if I'm eating it, Mikoach, I sort of Lichtenstein do something. Right? So, and you're with me, so do I have, am I like a Rishon and you become a Sheni? Is it like Charev Hareu Kechalal? Am I doing it in exactly the same way that he did it? Well, that seems to be the question in the Gemara. Right? Because fundamentally, we at least have to treat this as Isser. That's what the Gemara is saying. But you can't create a contradiction in my inner religious experience. My inner religious experience is shaped by this person as an Adam Gadol. It's inconceivable that they did something Isser. So this is also a very delicate area of psak. You have to think your way through this. It's not so simple in any direction. Person who saw Rav Moshe drink milk. So it's not a foolish thing for somebody to come along and say, look, I saw Rav Moshe drink this milk. Somebody's telling me that they think milk is aser, because they don't think there's a rove that behemos are kshares. They think rove is a behemos are trefos. Or even if you might think that they have a rove that the behemos are ksheros, but the way that milk is made today, they mix all of the animals together and 25% of them are probably trefos and you need less than 2% because it's otherwise not batel b'shisha. So a person could decide what they think about that, what they don't think about that. Obviously, a minority view, right? Most people would say you can drink milk. But for somebody who saw, you know, let's say you saw Rav Moshe Feinstein drink that milk, some people laugh and say, who cares? You saw what you saw, but it's either us or mutter. So that's not correct. A person who saw something that does generate a particular halachic reality. And we don't just negate that experience. The question is, moving forward, how far does that experience, you know, moved in. So this was a big discussion years ago, before you guys were born. You probably haven't, I don't know if you've heard about it. The cocoa pods. You know about the cocoa pods? Not a cereal. Okay, so they had the cocoa pods. So it was discovered, there's a big machlokas in the end, that there were insects in the regular drinking water in New York City. I think New York City has the cleanest drinking water of all the major cities in the United States. But there were like these cocoa pods. So I never saw them. So, you know, normally in halacha, something which is in near la'ayin, so we're not as concerned about it. Some people said they did see them. And so the people that said they saw them, so, you know, they had a problem. I don't have such good eyesight. So I didn't see them. You know? This looked like water to me. I was fine with it. So, so I remember during the heat of this discussion, you know, it's water. You can't live without water. So they got these filters in the end to like solve the problem. But, you know, before they settled on these filters, this was like really an issue. So people said something that other people laughed at, but it was actually a very serious comment. They're saying, well, you think Rav Moshe Feinstein was over, you know, 1,000 Yisurei Derais every day? You know how many Yisurei Derais are involved in eating bugs? We've talked about that. Achal putita loka chame sheish sheva shmoni. You think Rav Moshe Feinstein was over 1,000 yisurim a day? His whole life. So some people laughed at that, and they said, if it was the, you know, obviously he didn't, you know, onus rachmana patri, but other, we have to, but there was seriousness to that argument. Partly based on the Gemara Nechulin that I said, behemten shal tzadikim yekadosh baruch hu mevi tatal al yadan tzadikin atzman al kol shekein. And also, people saw Moshe Feinstein drinking the water. You can't say to that person, it's the same water, right? So you could say, oh, no, the cocoa pods invaded, you know, after Moshe's Levaya, they came in, you know, it's like the Anani HaKavod were Nistalik, and Vayishma Knani Melech HaRad Yosheva Negev, Ki Ba Yisrael Derech HaTarim, you know, that, you know, Yatsa, you know, Paraziva, Panahoda, Panahadra, and the cocoa pods invaded. Maybe somebody had a Svara like that, that they only came after Rav Moshe. Whatever it was. So it's not a silly argument. So you have to figure out a little bit what the lamdus is in this heter. What exactly is the nature of the heter of being somich on seeing the Adam God? Okay, so holeich mimakom. So bishlam holeich mimakom shows in the makom shenosim. We understand that very well. Nosim lav chomre makom shalach lisham val yishan adam itnei amachlokes. So Abai says, you're absolutely right. And if you're in a place where, again, you don't want to cause a machlokes, and in that place they're mekel, so you should be mekel like that place. Because if you're machmir, they're going to take umbrage. So Rava Amar Leola Masefa. No. You can't be Mikkel. We really mean it. It's also the Chumras of the Makom Sheyatza Mishan. V'hachi Kamar Ein Bazo Mipnei Shinoi Machlokes. Mai Kamar HaRoe Omer Malacha Asura Meimer Amar Kama Batlani Havi Beshuka. Nobody's going to figure out that you're abstaining from this unless you're very conspicuous. But if a person can be a little bit sanua and not make a federal case about things and just sort of go about their business, if you're refraining from something, they'll just say, kama batlani ika b'shuka. There are a lot of lazy people out there. So he's not doing malacha because he's amongst, you know, the 20% of society, the 30% of society that don't do malacha, you know. So he's not doing malacha either. So Meimar Amri Kama Batlani Havi Bashuka. So that's what Rava says, that we can impose the chumros of the makom sheyatza misham without worrying about the machlok. Some of the Rav Safra LeRabbi, the Rav Abba, kigon anan di yadi'inan bekeviya di yarecha. So machlok is Rashi Tosas, what it means. Tosas says, we know, let's say, we're in a place where the Shulchei Bezdin get to, so we don't have to worry so much about Yom Tiv Sheni. Right? Biyushuv lo avidna mibnei shinoya machloka. So we're careful not to do malacha, Tosas says. Right, afilu betzina, afilu daito lachzor, dilo afshalu malacha betzina, kemo shar dvarim, right, that we're concerned, you know, about doing things betzina, even if it would only cause a machlokas beferhesia, bemidbar mai, zom leachya mervami, beyushav asr, bemidbar amutr. It's exactly what we said, that beyushav, it would be impermissible, because of the possibility of causing machlokas, even if you happen to be bitsina. But broadly speaking, if you're around people who are holding by an isser malacha at a particular time, so you have to be very careful about that. But bimidbar, if it's a place where there's nobody around, so then a person could be mekel. So I promised you there was a Chanukah connection, so I wanted to leave you with that. So we try to figure out in terms of the Zman for the Svichin, right, when is the Zman Habir? So we'd say normally it would depend on the particular produce. Right? We always said that in different regions, there might not be tomatoes left in the Galil, but there are tomatoes in Yehuda based on the regional growth patterns. But Rashi points out here that the basic time for beer for the Svichin was Chanukah time. It was Chanukah time. And around Chanukah time, that is when, just like we say about the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim, that you can only be Korei in Zman Simcha between Atzeres and Sukkos. But the Havas HaBikurim can go from Sukkos all the way to Chanukah. Right, but after Chanukah, right, you know, it gets the dead of winter. So that was when V'lev Hemtecha V'lachaya Asher B'Yartzecha is not going to apply anymore. Okay, so let's just do a little bit of Chazara. So the Bali Atosos we started off saying about today, see, there are two issues with a minhag. If people know that they're being machmer like their minhag, so you have to respect that. People think something is awesome, right? And it's really just a minhag, so that's a different story. There's also another distinction that you have to be aware of, which is, what is a minhag, what we call a minhag chashuv? It's based on a practice that a Talmud Chacham encouraged people to take on. or not to do. Or just a grassroots phenomenon, shenagu me'atzman. So that's a very important idea in this Gemara. The second important idea that we discussed was the relationship between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, the kfifos of Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So the Baalei Tosfos again had a subtle point of view about that. They say, in Dinei Mamonos, we're really better, we have a greater expertise, but there is an Indian of Avir Adar Eretz Yisrael Machkim, and they have Smicha, and other issues where, let's say, they are going to have a primacy. Okay, so that's the second issue. And the Nafkamina in our Gemara would be, would there be any reason to worry about Machlokas if a Ben Eretz Yisrael, a known Ben Eretz Yisrael, is behaving a certain way so people don't take as much of an issue with that? We also talked about how do people integrate into a society when they're traveling to that society. So we talked about Daitolachzor, so then a person doesn't integrate as much. So that was part of Rav Ashi's solution to that issue. Spent a lot of time, because I'm very fascinated by the concept, saying if something, we don't really know why it should be permissible. Our assumption is that we at least have to treat it as Isser, but you know that there was an Adam Gadol, there was no Eget there. So that does have halachic force. That absolutely does have halachic force. The question is, how far does that reach? So probably only for the people who witnessed it. Because you can't create an internal contradiction in their religious world. There's a mitzvah deraisa of vo sidbak, right? Hidavik b'talmidei chachamim. And Rashi, in the Rambam adds in, Rav Lichtenstein was always medayik this, the Rambam adds in, not just because being around them is like being around the Shechina, they call it the numinous approach. That's how I learned the word numinous first, because he used the word numinous, I know what he meant. So numinous means the spiritual halo that they have. It's like, you know, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabos Tamidei Chacham, we saw earlier in Kol Shah. So Rambam takes a different approach. He says, "Kidei lilmod ma'aseim." You look it up. That's what the Rambam says in the mitzvah of Yalachta, in the mitzvah of Vosidbak. Ram tamidei chachamim, you'll learn the right things to do. So you can't create an internal contradiction. If I saw it, so then for me it's acceptable. And the question is, what about somebody who's, you know, ba b'koach? He comes for me, even my son, right? Does that become a kabbalah for him? So maybe when he's around me, yes. That's the Lishna Kama versus Lishna Basra here. Very fascinating concept. Think about that in terms of a parallel, but in the opposite direction of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha de Isura. A lot to consider there. So again, we talked about the halachic factor of Mipnei HaMachlokas. That's a very serious halachic issue. You can't go around generating machloks, and you have to be sensitive and conscientious about that. And even when you're in a particular location, you have to be noeg chumah for that. So the Baalei Tosfos talk about the responsibility in many of those cases to be machmir, afilu bitzina. Okay, let's hold it up there. Such a rich daf, so much to think about, broader issues. God willing, we will pick it up tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Okay, have a good night, guys.